for being with us. We are so lucky to have Brooke Sutherland in the office with us because
always
we're lucky to have her. She's a wonderful human being and writer and analyst, and she's a Bloomberg Opinion columnist here with us in our Interactive Broker Studios. We're going to talk about Deere, the shares surging the most since 2016, up more than 7% after better than expected earnings. And then the PMI data came out that was incredibly disappointing, indicating that industrial companies ratcheted back some of their orders, as did, frankly, services, if not more so there. I'm just wondering how much you read into the PMI data on the industrial side and sort of what it says about the tipping point of momentum here behind a sector that's really been struggling for a while.
Yeah, I mean, look, for me, the PMI reading for manufacturing is sort of a continuation of a trend. I think there were a lot of investors that jumped on, if you want to call them somewhat slightly improving numbers the month before. But to be fair, I mean, it was still a very sluggish manufacturing industry, and that has not changed. And the coronavirus just throws a further kink in whatever recovery we might have seen. But I think there was so much of an expectation that we would get this trade deal, and all of a sudden we would be off to the races and demand would spike. That hasn't really happened. And I think we're coming to terms with that fact that, first of all, this wasn't necessarily a really drastic slowdown. It was actually worse in 2015 and 2016 when you had the oil price slump. And for manufacturers, it's not clear where the order growth comes from, especially because we're still in an environment of significant uncertainty. First of all, it's not even clear that the trade deal is necessarily set in stone. China's reportedly sought flexibility on some of these purchasing equipments. Now you have the coronavirus. There's the 2020 presidential election. And so for me, I think we're going to be sort of stuck in this sluggish manufacturing environment. I don't know that, you know, it will deteriorate further, the coronavirus being sort of the key variable there. But I think one of the interesting things about that is that unlike the trade war, which predominantly hit the manufacturing sector, the coronavirus could actually have deeper implications for the services side, which I think is what you sort of saw in those numbers coming in today.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting for the companies that you cover, Brooke, the big industrial companies. What's the rhetoric been on the conference calls about the coronavirus? I know it's a recent phenomenon, and every day it seems we learn so much more. But I'm kind of surprised, outside of, say, like an Apple, who we definitely know that they made a big announcement and so on and so forth, I'm not sure I'm hearing it out of Industrial America that much.
So you haven't yet. And I think the reason why that is because, well, A, they're not really quite sure.
Okay.
But for industrial companies, where you're going to see the impact is on the supply chain. And so these factories have been closed now for a number of weeks, but some of that was planned because of the Chinese Lunar New Year. And so now you're getting into the point where some of these facilities are still closed, and you're starting to hear companies come out and say, we're concerned we cannot get parts to our international operations. Now, Deere talked about that today. They said they're going to spend $40 million on expedited freight to make sure that they have availability of their parts in all of their international factories. And so I think one reason why you haven't heard companies talk about this is they're still trying to get their hands on what the supply chain impacts are. Now, most of them have a buffer, but obviously you've got companies like Deere trying to make sure that they protect that. And so that, I think, is going to be the real pain point for manufacturing companies.
All right, well, let's dive into Deere, especially because you said that it's unclear whether the trade deal was even still on the table, given whether China's asking for delays of the implementation of some of the buying agreements. They said that farmer confidence, though still subdued, has improved due to, in part, to hopes for a relaxation of trade tensions and higher agricultural exports. This, according to the CEO, John May. I'm just wondering, does this perhaps look backward looking at this point? I mean, how much are people getting a little overly enthusiastic about Deere's results?
I think you run that risk of being backward looking and overly optimistic. I mean, I think so right now they're for the overall global market, they give a forecast on that basis, and they're still calling for flat Asian equipment sales. I feel like that probably has to come down. And so, and in the U.S., I mean, some of these knock-on effects will start to become more apparent in the coming months. But I think it's too early for, you know, the CEO to parse some of that. So it's understandable why he's giving this outlook. But, you know, it's just very unclear, you know, to what degree we're going to see these agricultural purchasing commitments come through. And for the farmers, these are very expensive pieces of equipment. And so you need to feel reasonably confident in the direction of spending and the direction of the economy to spend that kind of money. And so, you know, look, I think there's a lot of uncertainty. I think there's a lot of the optimism is more around the fact that it's not getting worse, that we're not seeing a continued deterioration. But I think, again, there's a difference between seeing, you know, recovery and really robust growth and just not getting any worse, but being in sort of this middling, sluggish environment.
Brooke Sutherland, thanks so much for joining us. Brooke Sutherland, Bloomberg Opinion columnist, covering all things industrial, getting some lowdown on the Deere earnings. The stock up a little over 8% today.